Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, internationally, but nationally. I mean, the world. And our topic today is how to cope with blah, 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 blah. How to cope with the yakkers in your life. There are two basic types of overtalkers. The first actually work at being entertaining because they feed off appreciation. Whether they succeed is up to the listener. The second group is made up of those who fear that if you stop listening, they stop living. Psychologists ascribe the problem to everything from loneliness to insecurity to arrogance. Are you a nonstop talker? Do you need to monopolize the conversation? Kathy, take a breath. How long would you listen to me if that's how I opened my shows? The art of living. Don't you know there are some people that just don't stop talking? They don't even listen. They just don't know. The art of living. How to cope with the yakkers in your life. You talk too much. Just shut up. It is exhausting. But now it begs the question, what do you do when you really like this person? And if they're yakkers and they keep talking, and out of insecurity, and they just need to know they need to be heard, how do you approach it? Come on, weigh in on this. 347-637-3789. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. Do you find them at work? With friends? At home, might you be an unwilling member of Chatteria? Examine your chatting habits like a detective. When your friend is speaking, and I'm talking about you. Yeah, you in Boise, Idaho, Australia, New England, London, Chicago, chicken in the car, and the car won't go. When your friend is speaking, are you really listening or just thinking about the next thing you're going to say next? When your friend tells you a story about an alligator, do you need to tell a bigger, more shocking story about an alligator? Perhaps most saliently, did you ask any questions? Did you follow up with more questions? And were these questions not of the, that's awful, want to hear what happened to me today variety? A real conversation involves listening, back and forthing, nodding, looking surprised. Basically all the stuff you see Dr. Phil doing when he's not telling his guests how crazy they are. Good one. There is, however, one time when you are absolutely allowed to dominate the conversation to your heart's content. And that is when that heart of yours is bursting. Puppy dog died. Your daughter just got engaged. You just lost your job, or you just got elected to the Oval Office? If it's really a big moment in your life, babble on. Just babble on. Just don't forget to thank whoever is listening for his or her time. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Imagine your chatterbox voice being heard all over the world. Blog Talk Radio is an incredible marketing tool. Because you see, when the show is over with, I archive it, I email it to the whole world, and ask them to forward it to their email base, and so on and so on and so on, and within minutes, it has circled the world. Blog Talk Radio, thousands of shows, millions of listeners, discover what the world has to say. What do you have to say? 347-637-3789. Oh, it's time to have a slurp of coffee. The best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. Ah, that is good. Had a great workout today. Then had to make Silver Fox couldn't shoot pool. We had to get over to Office Depot. Matt, who is brilliant, is putting together a soft cover copy of Ballet on the Beam. Iron workers, a noble profession. 2006, I sat down and I wrote it in one sitting, letter perfect. If you want a copy, you know how to reach me. You could call in today and say, Kathy, I would just love a copy. And then email me your address and I'll send it to you free. Oh, the first 5 that call in. I can't do 300. But we'll do 5. And my email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Do you want to write to me? Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on. SimplyAgeless.net. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And Roger Plummer and I do Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare, and there's another genre for fundraising and entertainment, and that's love letters. But I've told you about that. You could click on any of my archive shows, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any of the dates, and you'll hear the show. And is there a topic that you would like me to address? You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or you could call in 347-637-3789. It shall be my pleasure. And if you really want to get your voice on radio, I have a 10-week introductory offer. It's just for the 10 weeks. And we see if we resonate, because you need to learn the dynamics of radio. And if you do, I'll help you with your 30-second or 45-second commercial that will be heard 30 to 40 times, and then you get to have your own show. A full half hour. Your own radio show. And you use it as a marketing tool. After the show, you listen to yourself, and you give yourself a grade. Were you passionate? Were you convincing? Would you jump to the phone or the computer and order what it is? Your service, your product, your book? I don't know what you have. But would you convince the world that it just may change someone's life or bring a smile to their face? Ah, yes, there is a fee. But it's matsukno. In Croatian, that means it's a tiny fee. And you're learning from a pro. You are absolutely learning from a pro. Excuse me. Another slurpy time. Now, after you've listened to the video and the performance with David Taylor, he is the assistant concert master of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Pageant, did you ever dream of being on the runway in a pageant? Come on, gals. I could make it happen. All you have to do get in touch with me and I'll give you the formula. But you're the one that's going to have to bring home the bacon. All I can do is lead you. It's up to you to reach the mountaintop. Oh, there are so many exciting things that are coming up. And I'd love to tell you about it today, but I can't because I haven't heard from the people that I invited to be on my show. It will be the second week. It'll be sometime in November. You're just going to love it. Here's a couple that had a dream. And they said, I'm not going to let that dream go to the end, dancing in my heart. They took action. They put their blinders on. They set their sight for the mountaintop. And now they're standing on the mountaintop, holding their dream in their hand. And it could happen to you, too. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. How to cope with yakkers simply won't shut up. Now, let me do a little sidebar here. Let me digress for a moment. And then I'll talk about at work, at friends, and at home. Free to be. You could be a yakker if you want. You're free to be anything that you want to be. Choosing what you want to do and when to do it is an act of creation. Are you a nonstop talker? Do you need to monopolize the conversation? You're free to be a yakker. You see, we're all born with free will and left alone to discover the awesome divinity within ourselves. If it were not so, we would be robots programmed to know we must have the freedom to discover. In our ignorance, we create our own bondage, bound by the very principle of freedom. That's until we discover our true nature. We are spirit. Having the experience of being human for a period of time, and while we are doing it, we learn that we are at a choice. What's your greatest freedom? Come on, call in. Tell me, what's your greatest freedom? 347-637-3789. As we experiment with the qualities of the higher power that we are, we find our true power. We cast off the bondage for the freedom. How many times have I said, unshackle the chains that are holding you down? I want to find out about the authentic you. Our divine leader. Our divine intermediate has no plan for our lives other than our plan. There are no divine plans, only divine patterns. And as we become clear about what we want, we are able to induce that. Our affirmation, our affirmative prayer is to know that what we desire is really ours in spirit, mind, and soon to be manifested in the world of effect. And you have to see it in your mind's eye. Listen to me, darlings. We all choose what we would experience. And as we hold that vision, no matter what the vision is, feel it, act as if, begin with the goal in mind and start walking in that direction. Things start to unfold before us. Our intentions manifest when we know that good. I'm talking about visions of good. I'm talking about visions of grandeur. I'm talking about visions of traversing the abyss, getting to the mountaintop. And the more you experience the good of the universe, so good and more good is your experience. Do you believe in karma? I do. What you put out there is exactly what you are going to get. Okay, yakkers, how about if I said, in order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. The mind is the fashioning factor, and according to its range vision, positiveness will be the circumstances of experience. How long would you listen? Did you hear anything that I said? The Dalai Lama said, in order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision in your mind's eye. I was using that back in the early 70s when I was teaching aspiring models to be on the world stage and women who just simply wanted to enhance their persona. You have to see it in your mind's eye. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? If we plant apple seeds, what are you going to get? You'll get apple trees. If we plant daisy seeds, we will get daisies. We won't get watermelons. We can manifest only that which we plant or place into the fertile law of the mind. In your mind, what seed are you Hey, toxic negative thinkers, they're nonstop talkers. Yak, 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 yak. This is how I did it. This is what we're doing. I can't do this. I had to blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, and hear me when I tell you, whatever thought you're thinking right now, and thoughts are constantly, constantly coming into your mind, they will manifest in your life. So it's our responsibility then to become clear regarding what we desire. If we are not propelled by our desires, we may be pushed along by our fears. Then what out pictures is more likely to be what we do not want rather than what we want. I don't know how many times, Kathy, I really went after my goal. I prayed, I asked God. Last week I did, and nothing is happening. Have you inhaled? Have you truly inhaled? It takes practice. Stop and listen to your yakking. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I wanted that part in the play, but I didn't get it. Well, maybe there was another play that you were destined for. My mother and father said I didn't have the talent. Who are you listening to? Blah, 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 blah. You see, what we pay attention to, we buy in a way. Where we spend our mental energy is what we are planting and what we will eventually reap. What did I tell you? What goes around comes around. If you're spending all of your mental currency on what you don't want, honey, you're going to get it. That is where your attention is going. Like Job in the Judeo-Christian Bible, that which we fear will come upon us. What are you afraid of? Get a therapist. Get a good friend. Talk about it. Write it down. As we shift our vision from fear to faith, we can spend more time in what we desire instead of what we fear. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But the habit of thinking negatively will be replaced by positive thoughts and feelings. With all of our attention going to what we would have, it becomes our experience. As the saying goes, energy flows where attention goes. I keep my thoughts focused on the good of the universe, knowing that as I give out, so do I get back. It's karma. What you put out there is exactly what you're going to get. And you can be free to be. Do you want to be a yakker? Are you that lonely? Then volunteer. Volunteer. Are you a nonstop talker? Do you need to monopolize the conversation? Does your need for attention, nonstop talking, put people to sleep? This is what's shocking. Some people who talk too much are oblivious to the clues that they are talking too much and are boring, even when the spouse passes out and is sound asleep. Is that you? Take the test today. Tell a story to someone. Feel the energy around you. What are you doing? What I'm going to do right now is to recognize sponsors. Actually, they're my partners. Live with Kathy Consortium. Manly Men, Iron Workers, Impact. Titanics, bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Oh, Iron Workers are a breed unto themselves. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work with management. Then iron workers come in and fulfill the job. Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades you want a job or a career. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on. Yes, you have to qualify. Ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Oh, I worked out today. It was just great. Get into shape. And they took the gold medal in 2009 for excellence. To find out more, log on heparks.org. And check out your own park districts. Check out senior centers, libraries, and for your voice, Toastmasters International. And if you need more information about how to define your voice, your voice defines who you are, what you are, where are you going, you know how to reach me. Oh, Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA, AH Tax at Ameritech.net. I told you about I had an IRS scam. They told me, you must pay us. I said, I don't think so. I can't even understand you. And by the time I got through with him, he apologized for calling me and hung up. Looks do matter. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. See, because it's of a spring chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Methods and techniques, 7 decades in research and development. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. It shall be my pleasure to work with you on improving you. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And then we have Edith Nam. This author extraordinaire wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Negative people don't live a very happy life, but you do, don't you? Get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Hey! You want to quit your job? You want to become your own CEO? You want to start your own home-based business? I have the formula. Be sure and get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills with this incredible formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. And encouraging you to believe in yourself. When you went online, simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth is there. It's an e-book and soft cover. Go to Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Two books that are nonfiction. Go to 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. Nonfiction. They have to be on your desk. They're not coffee table books. And then The Heart of the Lion. I See Me Traversing the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara. Walking into Bill Holden's Country Club. Oh, what memories. Another PSA, the clinic. This is happening in, I believe this is happening in Hoffman Estates and Schaumburg. The clinic is health, food, clothing, beauty. They visit Trinity Roselle, TRINITYROSELLE.com. They're looking for volunteers in the ministry. They need volunteers for a free clinic to be hosted by Trinity on Saturday, November 14th. The clinic serves people in our community who aren't able to have adequate physical care. Please join this ministry. Registration due Sunday, November 8th. Visit TrinityRoselle.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy. PSA. Domestic abuse? Oh, no. It is deadly. Absolutely deadly. So is emotional and verbal abuse. It won't stop. Here's the violence hotline, 800-799-7233. That is the national. And then the Illinois is 877-863-6338. Let your voice be heard. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Blah, 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 blah. At work. To fend off chattering coworkers. At the beginning of a meeting, say I have a hard stop at 3 p.m., so let's dig right in. Somehow a hard stop sounds set in stone, giving you a perfect out. Another idea to keep a talkative person on track by playing dumb. You could say something like, I like what you're saying, I just want to be sure that I got it right. This way, you force the talker to focus. What about friends? If a longtime chum routinely goes into a talk radio mode but you don't want to sever the relationship, plan activities where talking isn't allowed. Attend a workshop together instead of a party. Take an activity class instead of lunch at home. Oh, my mom and I would watch TV while Dad sat in his recliner and talked. We learned to block him out until his voice went up like he was asking a question, and we would say, yes, I know, or whatever. There are far better ways to keep peace in the family. The best one is to simply keep yourself busy while the talkers talk so you won't feel they're totally wasting your time. Sort the laundry, paint the kitchen, brand the cattle. Multitasking is a key. Just be a listener. And when you get the opportunity, gently sway them into another genre. Are you a yakker? Why don't you pay attention to what's going on today and see if you truly monopolize? And will you promise to listen? Listening isn't enough if you're not hearing. Are you truly hearing what they're saying? Until tomorrow, today is the day. You're off to great places. Au revoir.